What it is, everybody. Welcome back into Game Time. Matt Verzal. Ooh, what about King George? You like King George?
We can work with that one, too.
King George just kind of flows out of there nice.
It does. I like that.
I know. I told you I'd come up with one for you. Back there mixing it up on the ones and twos. Zipping through a Tuesday here. Thanks to Thor Tripp for hanging out with us for a little bit. Talking into... You know, he is... It is true. The amount of work wrestlers do during the year, and maybe it is their nature. It's an unsung sport filled with some of the toughest people that I personally know in my life. But the coverage of it, they do a really nice job. It is nice to see them once they make it to the state championship. Even the district coverages is good. But when they cover the district stuff, it's good too in the qualifiers. But that event, man, it's like hockey, like we talked about before. It's like the first time you see a volleyball match, first time you see a hockey game. When you go to state championship for the first time, and back in the day in GI in the 90s, 80s, 90s, you're out of school and heading down there. Coach Froling had squads, you know, the Vocone boys, the Kelly boys. Everybody was heading down there to check that all out, watch the whole setup, the whole situation. So it was, and then I'm the way they do the championship, the whole deal on Saturday. That's just I can't imagine it being a guy competing in that, how cool that feeling is. Props to both the Burks boys from Omaha Burke. I mentioned on here, I'm hard-pressed to find two more well-mannered, well-behaved young men, whoever. I think the oldest one is going to go wrestle somewhere, a smaller college, the younger one. Really needs a lot of competition step up for him. But, you know, good to see good things happen to good people. Both those kids, we did a fundraiser for them when they were going to go over and wrestle internationally. The way we do those fundraisers on Wednesday night, we just offered up anybody that's a customer at Paisans. If you have a charity, an organization, something you're passionate about, we'll donate a percentage of that day of Wednesday, the entire day. I'm not chasing receipts. It's just whatever business happens on Wednesday, you get 10% of that. But it's our way to help out with, you know, local baseball organizations, charities. We had a gal, Lacey, she has a disease called Moya Moya. It's just a chance for us to be part of the community. Well, they came in through my buddy Clinton Childs. We did a fundraiser for them. And we'll offer, say, you know, if you want to, you can come in and meet and greet people and shake hands and bust tables. And both of them just hopped right in, working the crowd, meeting people. It was super cool to get the chance to meet both the young men. Their mom is an absolute sweetheart. And they did a great job. And it's cool to see those things happen to those guys. And both winning state championships and getting to be able to move around down the road. But good on Thor and his crew to cover that. And then, swimming's this week. I got a couple kids work for me that are swimmers. It is. We get into different sports that I didn't think, I'm used to the more meat-heady sports where you're playing, everybody's excited. Let's go. These swimmer cats, they're just like, yeah, we're swimming. We're going to swim, and then we're going to be done, and we're going to move on. Oh, okay. Yeah, state swimming's this week. Basketball's flying around. This is how out of it I am, Georgie. I didn't think about the weather tonight because there's the district. Some district games that get you to sub-districts and all this other stuff that's way over my head. But if they don't cancel them, everybody be safe out there. Take your time. Increase your following distances. We'll take our last one here. When we come back, last break of this hour, when we come back, we will talk to Robin Washington. I'm going to have Robin. Tell you what, Robin's going to put me in a good state of mind on why I should bet Nebraska tonight to win against Penn State. We'll do that when we return on Game Time 1620 in the Zone.